Hello and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright.
And I want to say Happy New Year, Happy 2021. I hope you have a prosperous and blessed 2021 going into a new year. Today, I am very fortunate to have my guest, Mr. Lewis Reed Jr., the owner and founder of Life Fit. Mr. Reed has a degree in rehabilitation from the Maryland Eastern Shore. Mr. Reed is also a certified personal trainer, a nutrition specialist, and he is in the field of personal development. So I'd like to welcome Mr. Lewis Reed Jr. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have you here. So let's get into it. How did you get into personal development?
I got into personal development just needing principles, strategies, and life struggles that I've dealt with on my own. I just needed a new result. I desired a new result in my life. And secondly, right. I love mindset. Mindset and growth. I like the idea of just placing myself under intentional, controlled, stressful situations and just watching myself come out stronger on the other end. The intentional controlled stress, in a nutshell, is simply like placing myself in a stressful situation with the intentions of growth being the outcome. Now, controlled meaning I'm putting myself in a discomfort or I'm putting myself in a stressful situation, but it's not life-threatening. So that means I can stop it at any time. I have full control over the stress that I'm placing myself under. Now, for an example, if someone was to have a fear of speaking, let's say they had a fear of speaking in public, you know, a intentional controlled stress may be to start by doing something like a Facebook Live and watching themselves grow over that period, but they're putting themselves in front of people and actually talking to people because they have that stress of talking in front of people. So that may be a simulation of intentional controlled stress. Another one may be, which is my go-to, which is fitness. You know, just placing your muscles under a controlled stress to simulate growth. So you tear down the muscle, you beat it up, you experience that discomfort. And then when the muscles repair themselves, they grow back stronger and stronger. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that I really just loved fitness. And because it's just played such a big role into my growth and my stability, both mentally and emotionally, you know, over the years, especially in 2020. You know,
yes, exactly.
2020 has been different. You know, we've all experienced a lot of change in 2020. You know, many people have been challenged to just shift in different ways that they've never experienced before. You know, the impact was hard and the impact was fast. So that's my purpose for putting myself under intentional controlled stress, just to continue to help me through life.
Okay. So I know we were talking and I know what you wanted to say was you told me something. Change isn't difficult. It's different. Can you elaborate on it? I really like that too. So can you elaborate on that for me, Lewis?
Yeah. I think when it comes down to change, it's really just a matter of perspective. So, you know, oftentimes people take the approach that change is difficult because I feel it comes down to a matter of focus. You know, they're focused on the loss of something. They're focused on the emotions of that loss. But, you know, when it comes down to focus, whatever has your focus really controls your life. So I like to take the approach that change is not difficult, but change is different. You know, that doesn't mean that the circumstance isn't tough, you know, because obviously a family member is definitely a tough situation. And naturally, you're going to experience the emotions associated with that tough situation. But ultimately, you know, the goal is you don't want to necessarily live in that emotion. You don't want to build from that emotion or make decisions from that emotion because, you know, stress is a terrible place to make decisions from. And the longer you stay in that place of stress, the more likely you are to increase the amount of tough circumstances that you're going to be facing in life.
Okay. So I like that. So I get what you're saying. You're saying change isn't difficult. It's just different. So basically you're saying you're looking at it at a different perspective, basically.
Yes. You know, if I was to classify a situation as being difficult, I immediately put myself in a disempowering state. And I subconsciously give my circumstance more power and authority over me. But by me classifying as different, I immediately place myself in a state of growth and I elevate myself above the problem from perspective alone. Now, that doesn't mean that you aren't hurting in the process. You know, it just means that you're healing while hurting, you know, versus just hurting, if that makes any sense. You know, different means that, you know, I can adjust, you know, that I can adapt, and more importantly, that I can overcome. So, you know, really, I think when it comes down to change, it just comes down to a matter of perspective.
Okay, great. Well, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I have a few more questions for Mr. Lewis Reed. This is the hand that you've been dealt. This is Vonette Wright. And I'm with Mr. Lewis Reed Jr., the owner and founder of Life Fit. We'll be back.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Okay, welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. We are with Mr. Lewis Reed Jr., and he is the founder and owner of Life Fit. And what we're talking about is change isn't difficult, it's different. And when we left off, Mr. Reed was telling us how you can really maneuver through this. So what I want to know, Lewis, is how can someone overcome these changes? How can they deal? Because I love the title. It says change isn't difficult, it's different. And it's giving me a different perspective on how to look at things. So how can someone view it like this? How can they deal with it? Can you give us some insight on that?
I would say, you know, like I said before, change really comes down just to a matter of perspective. You know, we can agree that change is something that we're all familiar with. You know, it's just one of those things that's just kind of guaranteed in life. You know, nobody goes through life without experiencing some type of change. You know, things are always changing. We're always changing. The trees, nature, everything is always changing. So really, when it comes down to changing for us, it really just comes down to a matter of self-belief. You know, building that belief within yourself to overcome any situation that life may bring your way, because self-belief is that glass ceiling that prevents us from reaching new levels in our life or overcoming the changes that we may be facing in life. You know, if I can use an analogy, I like to compare it to a fire sprinkler. So if you ever take a look at the fire sprinkler in your home, in your apartment, wherever it may be, you know, you'll notice that it has a small bead that's filled with the colored liquid, and that color indicates how much pressure that specific room can handle. And once that room reaches its max capacity of pressure, then that small bead will explode and activates the fire sprinkler. I believe that we're all built with an internal fire sprinkler. And what happens when we reach our max capacity of pressure in life, through circumstances, through whatever the case may be, our internal fire sprinkler comes on in the form of poor behaviors, poor decisions, excuses, And what happens is we shrink ourselves back down to where we're most comfortable. Now, the crazy part is that in the moment when we're making these decisions, they all make sense. Like every excuse is valid. So, you know, they all make sense and they'll seem like the logical thing to do. But, you know, we have this need to be consistent with what we believe about ourselves, you know, so therefore the effort that we give in situations is only equal to our self-belief and what we believe about ourselves. But, you know, when it comes down to self-belief, I always like to tell people that belief isn't something that's given. It's not something that you're just born with, but belief is built at every single level. So whether you're at the lowest level or the highest level, you know, whatever belief you have is built, and every level requires a new level of belief. Now, the way to start building that belief is through building self-confidence. Now, you know, some people may get confused on the difference between confidence and self-belief, but the difference is confidence is I can do. So that means you can do something. And self-belief is I deserve. So in order to get to a place of I deserve or deservingness is you have to first know that you can do. So you have to go to work on yourself, and you have to build, you build that by doing small things well. So you do that by, as a guy I listened to, Ed Mylett, as he says, keeping the promises that you make to yourself. Or in other words, doing the things that you say you're going to do. Like if you say that you're going to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you say that you're going to get up a certain time, do that. And what that does over time is that builds credibility and a reputation with yourself to increase your value within yourself. And over time, you'll get to a place of I deserve, and you increase that value within yourself.
This is great stuff. I like that. Now, can you repeat that one more time? Because I like you said, I deserve, you know, I'm right. Can you repeat that? Because those are nuggets. I love that. Can you repeat that for me again?
Yeah, the difference between confidence and self-belief is confidence means I can do. That means you have the ability to do something. Now, self-belief means I deserve. So that means I deserve whatever that thing is that you're trying to get, whatever, however much money you want to make, whatever you want in your relationship, whatever you may want in your health. You know, that's a place of deservingness. But in order to get to that place of I deserve, you have to first build that credibility within yourself to understand that I can do. So that's where I would say it always starts for building self-belief. It starts with self-confidence.
So great. You are dropping some nuggets. I love it. I love it. So what I want to know is, almost wrapping this up, when or how have you applied this to your personal life?
I've tried to apply this perspective in every area of my personal life. I think I've been doing it a while now to where it's just kind of like second nature. But the most recent example I would say is I recently hurt my lower back in the gym. So if anybody knows me, I don't miss any gym workouts at all. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm on vacation, whether my schedule is hectic, I'll find a way to work out. Now, if you hurt your low back, like that's one of the worst injuries that you can have. Like when I first heard I couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. I'm actually still in the healing process, and it's been over a month and a half. But for 2 days, I barely could walk. And then once I was able to get myself on my feet, I was right back in the gym. But when I went in the gym, I didn't take the approach of this is difficult. I took the approach of this is different, because I like to lift heavy. I like to lift hard. I like to push myself. But, you know, I couldn't do that with my current injury. So if I had took perspective of this is difficult, most likely I would not be in the gym, and I would have just ended up feeling sorry for myself. But by me saying it's different, it opened my mind up to find different ways to be able to still have an effective workout or get the results that I would like to get in the gym, even with my injury. So I would say that's probably the most recent way that I can think of that I actually had to apply that.
Okay. And did you see that the change wasn't difficult? It was just different, because I'm sure you've had to make some changes and, you know, do things a little bit differently, because I'm hearing you say that.
Yeah, most definitely. I like I said, I typically like to lift heavy, hard, And with that low back injury, I could not lift any heavy weights at all. So I had to do body weight exercises. I pretty much just had to come up with things that I can do. I know a lot of exercises that I did was just repetitive. I worked the same muscles over and over and over because honestly, that's all I could do. But I kept in my mind that this is different. This is not difficult. And that's what just kept me going in this process, because I think it just really comes down to a matter of perspective. And I've been doing it so long, just to tie it back into belief, I've been doing it so long that I've built this certain belief within myself of what I deserve. So I deserve a certain body type. I deserve a certain mental and emotional health that I live up to. It's the standard that I live for my life. So therefore, since I built that over time, that's what has helped me to continue to push forward and continue to keep going.
Okay, great. This is wonderful. I'm so glad to have you on. And I love what you've been saying. And, you know, I know everyone's going to enjoy listening to this. So let everyone know how they can, you know, reach out to you on social media, on your social media, give your information, give you a shout out.
Yeah, well, on Instagram, my name is Louis Reid Jr. That's LOUISREID. And on Facebook, same thing, Louis Reid Jr. And also have a YouTube account under Louis Reid, which I give practical principles, perspectives, and practices just to help people live up to their fullest potential and to live life on their own terms and continue pushing each and every day.
Okay, great. Well, it has been an honor. I'm so glad to have you on, and, you know, reach out to Mr. Louis Reid Jr. And like I said, this has been tremendous starting off my 2021 year. And as always, I'm going to always leave you with my favorite scripture, which is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. Until Friday at 4 p.m. See you then.